Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, my name is Gary Mansfield, and this is a bonus episode of the Ministry of Arts podcast. Now, as ever, let's begin by banging these bongos.
Crazy.
Hello, and welcome to this bonus episode of the Ministry of Arts podcast. Today, I'm taking you to meet leading Czech artist David Bohm. David generally works in collaboration with Jiří Frenta, but unfortunately, Jiří wasn't able to make it to the recording. In this episode, we speak about their current exhibition, Who Tells Whom About What, which can be found at the Czech Embassy and the Czech Centre on Kensington Palace Gardens. Unfortunately, I've not had the opportunity to visit this exhibition myself, but I do know that it reflects on the meanings of borders and neighbourhoods within the current world. They ask if the concept of nation still makes sense, and they also ask if we can find a way to stop living at the expense of future generations. A question we're all asking, right? I won't go into too much detail about this exhibition because obviously David talks about that himself. David was in the Czech Republic when we recorded this episode over Zoom. In parts, it was a poor connection, and within about 30 seconds of pressing recording, the building site opposite David kicked into action. But thanks to the genius of Roy Nixon's post-production skills, you'd not even know. But anyway, please come with me to meet leading Czech artist David Bohm. David, I had several questions that I ask each artist.
Okay.
And the first being, how would you explain what you do to someone that doesn't know your work?
Well, I work almost 17 years with Jiří Frenta. So we are two artists and we work together. And I think it's really important point of our work because it's some kind of visual dialogue. The main medium is a drawing. Usually we spend the time in studio and drawing and we speak with each other, but the drawing is like a visual scribble or yeah. Something like this. So we spend the time in studio and the drawing is some side effect. So we like making the drawing, but usually we haven't the concrete idea of the what we really want to do. So, and this is, I think, really specific. If you work with someone else, it's usually maybe for the people they can imagine better when we are musicians. So we are we play together like a jamming, but you don't know what the your partner will play, but you feel you are in the same vibe, or I don't know. So it's
something. So you're just reacting to each other's movements.
Yes, usually yes. So it's really nice adventure for both of us, because till the end it's some kind of dialogue. We don't know. We have some idea. We talk about this, but usually it's in the paper, in the drawing, but also in when we create some exhibition. So we have some idea, but the final shape we see in the end. So I think 80% of my artwork I work with Jiří Franta, and the 20 I sometimes do something alone, and this is really different, because usually you have some idea and then you try to materialize or finish or make concrete and in whatever media you want to do, but you want to finish the idea what you already have. But if you work with someone, the idea is always changing, so yeah. Something like
that. Yeah. And when you're working on your own, David, does it feel quite lonely without Jiří there?
Yes, if I quite lonely, yes, sure. Well, usually I think the art practice is about it's more lonely work. So, So and I like to be alone. I walk around in the wood, and I have a small hut with my brother. So this is also a really specific place. I think usually you find some specific place for working. You have to find some solution or create something. Be lonely is, I think, the best, usually.
Brilliant. Was there always creativity in the home when you was growing up, David?
Well, sure. I am like every child, I think. They start drawing when they are three, but I never stopped. So I just continue what I already started. So, but yes, I think, well, for me, I'm... In my bigger family, my grandfather is a teacher of organ, and my uncle also. So they are usually more musicians. But for me, it's really nice the visual art space, that there is no one who told me what is right, what is wrong, and it's really space of freedom, and I can do what I really want. So and because I'm not really successful in the usually school stuff, so this is really nice to find some space like art when you are 13, 14, 15. And but there I already find a new level of the art, and I really know that this is what I really want to do. So but it's
brilliant.
The reasons, but yeah, I already made something when I was a child, but it's really different from now.
And do you remember when you wanted to become an artist?
As I said, it's there was some moment that I really, when I was in the school, the drawing is or the art. One thing I know that no one can me tell is wrong and it's okay, but because I know that it's up to you. It's you create your own task and everything. So usually I feel that. But then I continue in high school. It's art school, and I was in some exhibition. I live in the centrum of Prague, and just in opposite of our flat is a big city gallery, and because I'm a student, so I have a free entrance. So, and there was one exhibition, and I think it's a young British artist, probably. There are some, I don't know the concrete name, maybe Douglas Gordon was there.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Some of the, and it's for me, it's well, it's in the middle of 90s, so
yeah.
Well, it's the first time I see something like this, and it's really fresh wind in my life. So, and I really start to think how the art can use different way of create something. And because the school, the art school where I, well, it's a high school, it's really conservative in this way. So, and in this moment, I visited the exhibition, I don't know, 5 times. So I really know that this is something you really want to do. And you, well, I understand just something of them, but I feel that I really want to understand what about it is. Or,
yeah.
Well, sometimes it's similar. For example, I think when you heard some new music and you really feel it's something you want to understand and know more about this. So this is something like this, some ritual or some moment.
Yeah.
How can I explain?
Well, speaking of other artists, David, if there was you and 5 other artists, past or present, what would your ideal group show be?
Okay, that's a good question, but I don't know. Well, probably it's better when I say some international artists. Well, I can talk maybe about the British artists in this context. So, for example, Douglas Gordon, brilliant. David Shirley, Chapman Brothers. Well, it's 4. So, and... well, I haven't before. Maybe if I will find some maybe later.
Well, speaking about the exhibition that you've got in London at the moment with Yiffy Fanta, it's entitled "Who Tells Whom About What?" and it's at the Czech Embassy.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that exhibition?
Yes, we have an offer of this exhibition in this specific place in the fence of the Embassy of the Czech Republic. We try to think what we can do there. And in the second meeting, we ask the Embassy and Czech Center if it's possible to make 2 parts of the exhibition, and they agree. So we have half of the exhibition in the fence. And the second is inside the window gallery. There is a small display gallery in the corner. Well, and the put something in the public space is always challenging because usually in the people cannot choose what they see. So it's kind of fight for attention. So we try to work with this. We create 4 big scale of model and take a picture of them and put in the fence the large photo and some of details. So it could look like some reports from media or something like this.
Yeah.
Inside the gallery is the model physically. So it's some kind of footnote or some appendix. So to go inside the gallery is already a decision. So we want to work with this. So we create some site specific for the place in the street. And if someone are interested enough, so he can go inside the gallery. In the gallery is the model.
Yeah.
There's also the banners. You can rent £1 for hour. So I think
I thought that was brilliant. I absolutely love that.
Say something in the street, and it's not so expensive. And the model it's about some situation about the communication, and we use the banners also in the model. So, but usually the text in the signs in the banners are not what the people usually write in the demonstration. But maybe, well, and the name of the exhibition, the Who Tells Whom About What, is for us the main key for thinking about the exhibition, and the key for the visitors, because I think it's always ask of this question, who tell whom about what, and it's some point of view on a way of how you can reading this, etc. So,
well, in today's world, David, we've all got so much information so close to us. It's hard to decipher what's good and what's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. So we are part of the problem of today. So you start talking about the weather, so the climate and everything, the politics. But we don't want to make some easy comment or something what will be the next week is already all. So be part of the feed of the Instagram or Facebook, every day changing information. So we try, but we try to, well, it's some our strategy or our therapy, how we can create something, some answer of the what is around us, how we can understand the world. Well, some of the inspiration of the model, there is a not one point, one motif. There is a few of them. We try to work with this, some Baroque painting. I don't know, Hieronymus Bosch, the Paris pictures, or Peter Brechel, for example. Peter Brechel made the Babylon Tower. Well, this is some kind of contemporary Babylon Tower, some allegory of. If you see some detail, maybe you understand, but if you see the whole situation, you probably don't know what's about and what the people want to do. And this is usually some kind of our feeling and what we want to create some. So I try to, you understand what I mean. So,
yeah, of course. And do you think that your exhibition would work well in every city?
Yes and no. We probably in different places show different details. And it's also will be nice to spend more time in London because we like the specific structure of the city, a lot of the Victorian details of the house and blah, blah. Yeah. So and we want to put more of this kind of details inside the model and et cetera. But in the main meaning, I think we don't want to change something in the structure or in the global.
Yeah, of course. And how long is the exhibition running for at the embassy?
Till end of this year, so till December or something like this.
Oh, good. So it's open for people to see for several months.
Yes. Well, one of the reasons is that the Czech Republic is in the main board of the European Union for the second half of this year. So they are in each embassy in Europe. Some artists, and this is also one of the some ideas what we have when we try to create this.
And have you and Yiffy got anything coming up soon other than this exhibition?
Well, yes, but it's not in England.
Okay.
Well, right now we prepare some visual for National Gallery, National Theatre in Prague.
Nice.
So it's really nice work. There will be six new theater. How do you say the premiere? So so this is the work for the next month. And in September we have one. And then that's a good question. But we have the list here, and it's full of work. So
brilliant. That's good to hear. And how can anyone find you, David, be it on website or social media?
Well, we have a website. It's bemfranta.net, bemfranta.net. And I have an Instagram, and we have a site in Facebook. So we try to actualize everything what we are doing. But this is also a question of why our work. We try to say something. I try to explain you in English something. But usually when we drawing, we use different language. So I know that it's a part of my work to explain something, giving the interview, blah, blah, blah. But it's always about translating something, the text, and I don't know, it's linear. You can read from left to right. But when we create the model, we don't know how long the people will watch of them, and so the drawing is usually our language, the matter language. Yeah. For example, to put a lot of things in the Instagram, in the Facebook, is sometimes it's a question how we can. There is a different strategy of you see that the picture really small in your phone. So what and how you can tell someone about your work. But
I agree.
Sometimes I try to think what is the best strategy of this, but I haven't answer.
And all the time people are looking at art on their phones. It's making it so difficult, isn't it?
Yes, sure. Sure.
And you can't feel the energy unless you're standing in front of it, really, can you?
Yes, exactly. So we are usually most happy when we are in the studio. We turn on the music, sometimes the podcast, or some reading some books, and we just working here. But it is just a part of our work, but I really like this part of my work.
All right, well, David, thank you very much for your time, and I really do appreciate your patience.
Well, I have a problem with the sound because here is some they construct just the next door, and they did nothing, and they start when we talk. So I have I understand what I mean, and you can maybe you have a lot of work with the post production, but
well, we got there in the end.
Thank you for the invitation.
David, thank you very much. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Hello, I'm Vasalia Chilton, the director of Kensington Chelsea Art Week and Art Trail. The artist you've just been listening to is part of the Kensington Chelsea Art Week and Art Trail. The Art Trail starts on the 18th of June and ends on the 31st of August. You can find all the details on our website, kcaw.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening.
If you've got an exhibition or any other creative project within the arts, or even just want to promote your own artwork, you could do that in podcast form similar to the one you've just listened to. They start at a convenient price point that is comfortable for any artist working on a budget. This podcast itself is created by working artists, and we know how important that is. So to find out more information, you can email us on ministryofartsorg@gmail.com or on Instagram at ministryofartsorg. Ta-da!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.